The Life Story of Helen Keller. Helen Keller, born on June 27, 1880, in Tuscumbia, Alabama, was a remarkable individual whose life story continues to inspire people around the world. At the age of only 19 months, Keller became deaf and blind following a serious illness. Despite these profound challenges, Keller's courage and determination propelled her to become one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. In 1887, Keller's parents sought the guidance of Anne Sullivan, a young and determined teacher who would become Keller's lifelong mentor and friend. Sullivan, herself visually impaired, employed innovative methods to communicate with Keller, including fingerspelling words into her hand. With Sullivan's help, Keller made remarkable progress in learning to communicate and understand the world around her. Keller's thirst for knowledge knew no bounds. In 1904, she graduated cum laude from Radcliffe College, becoming the first deafblind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. Later, in 1955, at the age of 75, she was awarded an honorary degree from Harvard University. Keller's academic achievements were just the beginning of her lifelong dedication to advocating for the rights of people with disabilities. Throughout her life, Keller tirelessly campaigned for social justice and equality. She was a passionate advocate for women's suffrage, labor rights, and the abolition of child labor. Keller's unwavering commitment to social reform earned her widespread acclaim and recognition. Keller's influence extended beyond her activism. She was a prolific author and lecturer, publishing numerous books and essays on topics ranging from education to spirituality. Keller's autobiography, The Story of My Life, published in 1903, remains a classic of American literature, offering readers a glimpse into her remarkable journey of triumph over adversity. In recognition of her extraordinary achievements, Keller received numerous awards and honors throughout her life. In 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the United States. Keller's legacy continues to be celebrated through the work of organizations such as the Helen Keller International, which provides vision and healthcare services to communities around the world. Helen Keller passed away on June 1, 1968, just weeks before her 88th birthday, but her legacy lives on. Her remarkable journey from isolation to empowerment serves as a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of perseverance. Keller's life is a reminder that with determination and courage, individuals can overcome even the most formidable obstacles and leave an indelible mark on the world.